This week, 5 years ago, three innocent children, Connor aged 9, 7 and Carla just 3 years old, were killed by their mother Deirdre Morley. She was later found not guilty of murder by reason of insanity, a verdict which has left more questions than answers. Their father, Andrew McGinley, who is in the gallery today, has fought tirelessly to have the full circumstances leading up to their deaths properly investigated. He sought detailed fact-finding processes at their inquest, including an examination of the treatment Miss Morley received in the 2 years before the children died. However, the coroner has limited the scope of this followed correspondence from the HSE and from a consultant, St Patrick's Mental Health Services, requesting such a limitation. I fully respect the independence of the coroner's court, but when the HSE asks for a limited scope, that request carries weight, Taoiseach. And if the effect is to restrict the facts that can be examined, then the public is entitled to ask why. Barristers for the HSE argued that a full investigation would examine not only the treatment provided, but also, and I quote, a consideration and determination as to its adequacy, end quote. So yes, the Coroner's Act does prevent findings of civil or criminal liability. But Taoiseach, the legislation doesn't prevent a coroner from establishing plain facts, including whether protocols were followed, whether procedures failed, or whether systemic gaps existed. Those factual findings are essential if we're serious about preventing more such tragedies. And under the European Convention on Human Rights, the state has a duty to conduct an effective investigation where suspicions may have contributed to a death. That requires looking beyond the immediate medical causes to the wider circumstances. Our own Supreme Court has also been clear. Coroners have a public duty to allay rumours or suspicion and to highlight circumstances which, if unaddressed, could lead to further deaths. So I'm asking for a clear commitment today. In the case of the McGinley children, further information must be brought into the public domain that may require widening the remit of coroners, or it might require the Attorney General confirming that such scope reconfirming such scope in the public interest already exists. And it certainly requires an examination as to why the HSE sought to limit this inquest and whether that constitutes undue interference contrary to the public interest. Families who lose loved ones in these horrific circumstances must be able to every single relevant fact will be examined, because transparency and accountability are about learning lessons. And Taoiseach, maybe, just maybe, that will save lives in the future.
First of all, I thank the Deputy for raising a very grave issue. And particularly in the context of the deaths of Conor, Dara and Carla McGinley. And I know that the Minister for Justice in late November met with Andrew. And we will reflect on what he has articulated very passionately. And we're also conscious that this is a very challenging area. In respect of the rights of all concerned, but also the issues in terms of mental health, and I will ask, I'll seek as to why the HSE took the position it took. The coroner, I think, has clear powers under the Act in terms of organising the conduct of the inquest and so forth. But I would acknowledge that there are issues here in respect of how we as a society deal with familicide, how we deal with these issues. And in more recent times, we are witnessing parents coming forward or family coming forward with very serious issues, feeling that their concerns and their issues are not being listened to by those in authority. And on the other hand, there are very clear issues also of an ethical kind that are not immediately reconcilable with the need for 100% transparency as well. So it's not simple. It is very challenging, but we do have an obligation to listen and then to act in the best way we can to try and meet the concerns of those who have lost their children in horrific circumstances and in very traumatic circumstances. And I'm open, Deputy, and I know the Ministers will be too, to engaging with Mr. McGinley and with others in terms of how we can move this forward.
Over to you.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Mr. McGinley's stated reason for seeking an unrestricted inquest scope is simple, and it's grounded in the public interest, the wider public interest, to save lives in the future, to enable learning that could improve mental health care and treatment, strengthen diagnosis, ensure robust management of prescription medication, reinforce the need for co-parents to be informed and supported, and most importantly, to ensure warning signs and risks to children are recognised before lives are lost. And I don't believe there's a parent in the whole country that would accept that an inquest being limited in its scope. Other similar cases weren't. So the role of the State Claims Agency overseeing the HSE needs to be fully investigated, and the role of the HSE in trying to limit this particular investigation has implications right now. It's current, it's not legacy, and it needs to be looked at. Not following up on the process risks the perception of a state body represented at coroner inquests under agreement with the State Claims Agency, being accused of deliberately attempting to avoid scrutiny and, in fact, working against the common good and the public interest.
Thank
so this needs follow-up. Will you or your office meet with Mr. McGinley
to
further pursue this? Because there are public interest issues that need to be addressed.
Well, first of all, there are public interest issues. These issues are complex. The new mental health bill that's currently before the Shannon, is my understanding, will provide for the appointment of a nominated person who can be involved in a person's care. But I think you're talking more in terms of the inquest and the nature of that inquest and in terms of the level of information that is put forward or the avoidance of any over-restriction in terms of information that may be put forward. I would like to discuss this with the Minister for Health, Minister for Justice later, and the HSE to get their perspective on this. But there clearly are issues here that I readily acknowledge need to be pursued, and that those who have lost loved ones as a result of horrific events of this kind do need to be listened to and heard.